You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
News and views from the dole queues.
Fighting back against the poverty machine. Breadline is broadcast from the stolen unceded lands of the Wurundjeri people. The unfairness of the so-called welfare system disproportionately affects Indigenous people.
Down with mutual obligations.
Raise the rate. Fair and equal treatment for all.
Yes, this is Breadline, the program, as you heard, of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. Today, your presenter is me, Hank, and I decided that it might be interesting, I hope it is, that even though there are so many important survival issues that we have to deal with as unemployed people, it might help us to feel stronger and fight back better if we look at the bigger picture and have a better understanding of the system that creates the problems that we have to suffer. I'm not necessarily going to be putting forward what follows the views of the AUWU, the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, but this is just my choice as a rank and file member to read some text to put our sufferings and the persecution that we undergo at the hands of government organisations into a broader perspective. In doing this, remember many years ago, Margaret Thatcher, that not so nice person who represents ideologically the reason why we are in the state we are in, and why our conditions since the struggles of people earlier have been taken away and reduced. She used the word TINA, or the acronym TINA, which is There Is No Alternative. Well, you know, let's have a look at what we have. I'm taking a risk of this being obvious to many people, but I don't think it can be overemphasized because clearly it's not generally obvious to the victims of the system. Otherwise, things might have changed already or be moving in a different direction. Remember, there is an alternative, as opposed to what Margaret Thatcher said. So the text I'm going to refer to here, it's pretty old. It's from 1929, but when at the time of what was called the Depression, which put the system we live in under a pretty strong magnifying glass because of all the suffering it was causing. And this is by Alexander Berkman. The first part I'm going to see if I can get through it. I've only got half an hour, and I'm winging it. I've just picked out some key bits from his text, but we'll see how we go, and I hope you find it interesting. The first bit is to clearly define the systematic causes of our position, which again is pretty obvious, but it needs to be stated, right? And two is to understand why the government and the law torture us, persecute us, and the need to identify that they are actually our enemies. And three, hopefully I'll get to this bit because it's the most important, why this system causes and needs unemployment. So let's just get started And I'm going to quote directly from Berkman to start. He said, "Did you ever stop to ask yourself this question? Why were you born? From your parents and not from some others? You understand, of course, what I'm driving at. I mean that your consent was not asked. You were simply born. You did not have a chance to select the place of your birth or choose your parents. It was just a chance. So it happened that you were not born rich. Maybe your people are of the middle class. More likely, though, they belong to the workers. And so you are one of the millions, the masses, who have to work for a living. Or not, if you can't get a job." That's just me adding that. Back to Berkman. "The person who has money can put it into some business or industry. They invest it and live on the profits. But you have no money. You have only your ability to work, your labour power." Right. So let's have a look further down when he talks about the system. We'll just make a little definition. As I said, we're looking at the definitions first. Obvious ones, but let's make it just the same. Because radical radio is 3CR. And being radical, if you know anything about mathematics, of course, means getting to the root of the subject and of the problem. So let's do it. In the quote, "In the factories and large plants, things are produced on a big scale. Such big scale production is called industrialism." Yes, we're not in a post-industrial era. Just have a look at the global system and it's still based on industrialism. Okay, back to Berkman. "It has made the employers and manufacturers very rich, so that the lords of industry and commerce have accumulated much money, much capital. Therefore, that system is called, drumroll, capitalism. We all live today in the capitalist system." All right, that's Berkman and with some definitions. And there'll be a little definition to look at this, what it means, according to him. But yes, I think that often we just deal with the micromanagement of our lives without challenging why it is. Hopefully not on a mass scale in the future. Otherwise, we'll suffer more and more and more. Okay, key point. We're unemployed. I'm saying this. We're unemployed because it's a wage system. What does Berkman say about this? He says, "In the capitalist system, the whole working class sells its labor power to the employing class. The workers build factories, make machinery and tools, and produce goods. The employers keep the factories, the machinery, tools, and goods for themselves. The workers get only wages. This arrangement is called, drumroll again, wage system." This isn't, and I'll just add as well, of course, we look at today and the world we live in as if it's normal. Well, this has not been the case historically, and saying there is no alternative, as Margaret Thatcher did, is quite inaccurate, because there is. So, but what does this wage system actually mean, according to Berkman? Quote, "It means this. Though the workers, as a class, have built the factories, a slice of their daily labour is taken from them for the privilege of using those factories. That's the landlord's profit. Though the workers have made the tools and machinery, another slice of their daily labour is taken from them for the privilege of using those tools and machinery. That's the manufacturer's profit. Though the workers have built transport infrastructure, another slice of their daily labour is taken from them for the transportation of the goods they make. And so on. Including the banker who lends the manufacturer other people's money, the wholesaler, the retailer and other middlemen, to use the old terminology, all of whom get their slice of the workers' toil. What is left then? Is just the tiny little share of all we make, which is our wage. Can you guess now why the wise Proudhon, who was a philosopher from an anarchist from the 19th century, said that the possessions of the rich are stolen property, stolen from the producer, from us? All right. Now, I just, and as I said, that's probably pretty all obvious, but let's put our position in a proper context. And remember that we're in a society based on theft. And those in charge are thieves. Right. And in that, I will play, in that spirit, I'll play an old punk song by the band Exploited called Class War.
Sheds. They didn't wanna. They don't need that. Can't you see that? They can't keep back. Flashy houses, rollers, cash, diamond rings, and fashion cash. They don't work to know the truth. How those guns are the best of sense. They didn't wanna. We don't need that. Can't you see that? You can laugh but not so fast. Stealing money from the front. Get to the rest, they want some more. Do you want it? Do you need it? Can you see it? You can keep it.
Class War by The Exploited. And we were just talking about some definitions there, and I'm going to move on to the next section. But to recall, by the way, you're listening to the radio show of the Unemployed Workers Union, which is called Breadline on 3CR, which is 3cr.org.au. You can visit it any time, donate and listen to back, listen to shows at previous shows and streaming, etc. But Proudhon said, "The possessions of the rich are stolen property." Remember that, my friends. And Berkman says, it seems strange, doesn't it, that such a thing should be permitted? To go on, he talks about the law and the government. Yes, the law forbids theft. I'm quoting him. If I should steal something from you, you can call a policeman and have me arrested. The law will punish the thief, and the government will return to you the stolen property if possible, because the law forbids stealing. It says that no one has a right to take anything from you without your consent. But your employer takes from you what you produce. The whole wealth produced by labour is taken by the capitalists and kept by them as their property. The law says that your employer does not steal anything from you, because it is done with your consent. You have agreed to work for your boss for a certain pay, and they to have all that you produce, because you consented to it. The law says that he does not steal anything from you, but did you really consent? I'm just going to add here, my friends, that, you know, we're told, you know, to search for jobs and sign contracts with bosses and as if it's a free thing, but it's not. We'll go on to talk about why. Do you really consent? When a mugger holds his gun to your head, or knife, you turn your valuables over to them. You consent, all right, but you do so because you cannot help yourself, because you are compelled by his gun. Are you not compelled to work for an employer? Your need compels you, just as the mugger's gun. You must live, and so must your children. You can't work for yourself under the capitalist industrial system. You must work for an employer. The factories, machinery and tools belong to the employing class, so you must hire yourself out to that class in order to work and live. Whatever you work at, whoever your employer may be, it always comes to the same. You must work for them. You can't help yourself. You are compelled. In this way, the whole working class is compelled to work for the capitalist class. In this manner, the workers are compelled to give up all the wealth they produce. The employers keep that wealth as their profit, while the worker gets only a wage just enough to live on so he or she can go on producing more wealth for his or her employer. Is that not cheating? Robbery? The law says it is a free agreement. Just as well might the mugger say to you, say that you agreed to give up your valuables. The only difference is that the mugger's way is called stealing and robbery and is forbidden by law, while the capitalist way is called business, industry, profit making, and is protected by law. Do you wonder that the capitalist employer and all those who profit from this order of things are strong for law and order? But where do you come in? What benefit have you from that kind of law and order? Don't you see that this law and order only robs you, fools you, and just, drum roll, enslaves you? Enslave me, you wonder? Why, I'm a free citizen. Are you free? Really? Free to do what? To live as you please? To do what you please? Let's see. How do you live? What does your freedom amount to? You depend on your employer for your or dole for your wages or salary, don't you? And your wages determine your way of living, don't they? The conditions of your life, even what you eat and drink, where you go and with whom you associate, all of it depends on your wages. No, you are not free. You are dependent on your employer and on your wages. You really are a wage slave. And time is really slipping by here, so I think that's made the whole point. There's a hell of a lot more I could refer to, but the whole point is that law and order is there principally and mainly, and their forces of violence are used against you if you, let's say, you can't pay your rent. Ultimately, you're going to get evicted. And if you refuse, they will use forces of violence or the threat of violence to chuck you out, right? So, so we can ask the question, this is me speaking, obviously not Berkman, that, you know, of course. Why are we persecuted? Because the laws are there to protect theft, and our unemployment is a result of the theft. And I'm going to play another short song here and a little station identification, and we can move on to the last bit if I can fit it in. Okay, here we go with a little song, which is, which one shall I choose? I think I'll choose a German song here called Trink mir mit mir noch ein Bier by Schleim Keim, which means drink another beer with me. And I hope to see you out there sometime. We can have a bit of a chat and a drink about this, and maybe after an event organised by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. All right. Schleim Keim.
Sag mal, kannst du nicht mal Witz erzählen oder was? Ich bin noch gar nicht besoffen. Ich
mit mir noch ein Bier. Das muss ja nicht das Letzte sein. Ruf den Wirt zu uns an Tisch. Er schenkt uns nochmal ein. Er bringt uns auf zwei Klare mit. Er kennt uns.
mehr bringt uns nichts mehr zu uns an Tisch. Wir sind wir beide blau. Mehr bringt uns nichts mehr zu uns an Tisch. Wir sind wir beide blau.
Bring mit mir noch ein Bier.
Es muss ja nicht das Letzte sein. Alter, wird das Papa froh.
Hey, 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 there we go. Drink more beer if you can afford it, right? Everybody's getting their cut of that too, right? Now, I've got only a couple of minutes left. I rushed through it, so there's a lot more to be said, clearly. But I'm going to go on with Alexander Berkman describing unemployment from his point of view. He says, how does capitalism keep the unemployed on hand, you ask? Simply by compelling you to work long hours and as hard as possible so as to produce the greatest amount. All the modern schemes of efficiency, the systems of economy and rationalization serve only to squeeze greater profits out of the worker. It is economy in the interest of the employer only. But as concerns you, the worker, this economy spells the greatest expenditure of your effort and energy, a fatal waste of your strength. It pays the employer to use up and exploit your strength and ability at the highest tension. It ruins your health and breaks down your nervous system, makes you prey to illness and disease, cripples you and brings you to an early grave. But what does your boss care? Are there not thousands of unemployed waiting for your job and ready to take it the moment you are disabled or dead? You can therefore see, I'm moving forward, you can therefore see that capitalism is not interested in employing all those who want to or are able to work. On the contrary, a minimum of hands and a maximum effort is the principle of the profit of the capitalist system. This is the whole secret of all rationalization schemes. And that is why you will find thousands of people in every capitalist country willing and anxious to work, yet unable to get employment. This army of unemployed is a constant threat to the standard of living. They are ready to take your place at lower pay because necessity compels us to do it. That is, of course, very advantageous to the boss. It is a whip in his hands, constantly held over you, so you will slave hard for him and behave yourself. So why then not do away with unemployment, you demand? Yes, it would be fine to do away with that, but it could be accomplished only by doing away with the capitalist system and wage slavery. As long as you have capitalism or any other system of labour exploitation and profit making, you will have unemployment. Capitalism cannot exist without it. It is inherent to the wage system. It is the fundamental condition of successful capitalist production. Now, there's a lot more that to say in support of that, and I've had to cut it extremely short, but I think those points are worth making to remember that when we say abolish unemployment and all these things, it can't be done unless we change the fundamental relations of the society and the system in which we live. And we have to abolish exploitation in order to do that. In the meantime, don't allow their victimization to put you down, because it's not your fault and they want it and they exploit it. And even if you get a job, what's the end result? The end result is your effort is stolen from you, what you make is stolen from you, and they are your mortal enemies, my friends. So don't let them get you down, and feel strong and fight for your rights. Okay, looks like I'm going to have to end there. And remember, this has been the show of the Unemployed Workers Union. I just want to quickly, if I can find the piece of paper now, I've got everything in the wrong order, that we, you can visit auwu.org.au. There is a helpline or email. You can email advocacy@auwu.org.au or call 03 9811 7064. That's 9811 7064, or 1-800-289-484. If you're having problems with the Dole office and you want to get some help, and there's volunteers on there to help you all. So I'm just going to finish with a song called Grust, which is going to play for a little while before the Eritrean Voice Show comes on. Grust means sadness, I suppose. Okay. Farewell, my friends. Have a good week.
Грусть подошла, но и пусть льется, как дождик осенний. Лучше не скрытая грусть, чем напускное веселье. Я загрустить не боюсь, знаю, пройдут все напасти, когда узнаешь грусть, тогда будешь знать и счастье. Никогда не грустит, мне верным другом не будет. Грусть никогда не слетит. не стоящим людям. Грусть подошла, но и пусть солнце за ливнями брызнет.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.